Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And welcome into Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning. Fellas, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
I've got my thermal pants on. I feel great.
So those are thermal camo pants.
Thermal camo pants.
That's something else.
In November.
Yeah. What is? I don't even know what is it out there. Is it sub 30 right now?
It was. Yeah. It was 28 in old Greenbrier, Tennessee this morning.
Yeah. So when we get to January, it's going to be interesting. See what you have. Put together to come in here.
Won't be able to see my face at any point. I can't handle it.
He's going to look like Randy from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
All wrapped up about 10 layers.
That's an movie reference.
I think you did that on purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
You like that?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's great to watch movies, right?
Kirk Cousins style. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
I like being warm.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I understand. No, it was... I used to have a car with a remote start, which was great. Our cars don't have that right now. That definitely comes in handy.
It would come in handy with me as well, although I would probably, as soon as I woke up, start the car and just be sitting there for 35 minutes just running.
Just yeah, get it and have the heat already cranked up in there.
Yeah.
So just be a hot box
sauna
you get in there.
When you get yeah. back in.
Makes a difference, though.
Look, it takes me a little while to adjust, and then, you know, January comes around, and maybe it's 28 like it is right now, and I feel a little bit better, and I don't dress up like this until it's 14.
Yeah, that's fine.
Got to give the body some time to adjust.
Yeah. No, I mean, I it wasn't long ago that when I heard 20-something, I was like, oh, yes. You know, that was a relief. So
that sounds like a horrible place to be. My goodness.
That's why I'm not there anymore.
How much of a factor was that in your decision?
It certainly was something we talked about. I mean, we're both warm weather people. Yeah, over that stuff.
Does it get hot in Michigan in the summertime?
Yeah.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, you get, like in August, you get 90s and humid.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it just for that 1 month?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's
3 weeks in August.
Like in where we lived in Michigan, the southern, you know, like if you go to the UP, you know, the Upers, all the Packers fans up in the UP, Tom Izzo, now that, you know, I don't know. They might actually be like highs of like 70 in the summer. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, down where we were, yeah, June, July, it's fine.
I've heard mosquitoes, big problem in Michigan.
Yeah, well, a lot of lakes.
Yeah.
A lot of lakes, yes. A lot of mosquitoes. That's another thing. Not missing that.
A lot of mosquitoes in Climax, Michigan?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. I would say they've got some mosquitoes. There's no lake in Climax.
Okay.
The mosquitoes are everywhere.
784 people.
Yeah, I'm so glad you looked that up because last I knew it was about 600 people in the village of Climax.
Wow. And it is a village, by the way.
It is.
What they say.
Absolutely. One stoplight, one restaurant, The Harvester.
Ooh.
Good place. I used to go there to watch Detroit Tigers games because they had Pass, which was like the cable you know, network that had some of the Tigers games.
Yeah.
So we'd go up to the Harvester.
Pass?
Pass, yeah. PASS, yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's sort of like NESN or whatever, you know.
Oh, but, okay.
Is that local? Yeah.
Basically, like, whatever games weren't on, like, the local TV, about half and half were on Pass. So if it was on Pass and you couldn't get it there, but they had, like, a satellite dish or whatever. You know. The Harvester.
God bless the Harvester.
Yes.
784 people, only 70 people in Hell, Michigan. So
yeah, 10
we'll
times.
We'll give you continuous population updates.
The fact that Climax, Michigan has 10 times as many people as any other place is amazing, actually.
Is it, though, when you think about it?
I mean, a little bit.
Okay, all right. I'm glad we've established that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the Tigers as well, because baseball, a big story right now. Not only in the MLB, big news yesterday, but maybe here in Nashville as well. Theo Epstein stepped down from the Chicago Cubs yesterday. Of course, Epstein revitalized the Red Sox. They broke the curse under Epstein's watch in Boston, broke the curse under Epstein's watch in Chicago as well. The 108-year drought in Chicago back in 2016. I guess a little bit surprising from my perspective that he stepped down. But going to be interesting to see what happens from here. Some rumors out there that maybe a potential team in Nashville could draw Epstein's eye if that ends up working out this way.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday, and who first mentioned it?
Bob Nightingale.
That was Nightingale tweeted it, right. So it was like you mentioned rumor, and I think my thing was, well, one guy speculated. So, you know, I don't know if that counts as a rumor, but it's interesting to me that just this morning we heard that was Jason Stark, correct?
Or no, it was Buster Olney. Yeah.
Buster Olney throws that out there too. So now when you have multiple national baseball writers throw something out like that, I do – wonder, like, where was that seed planted, you know? Now, obviously, we have to get to the point where there's a team here.
That would be a crucial first step. You know,
it's a little bit. There's a couple things here that need to happen.
Which, I mean, they've got Timberlake in the fold now, so it's going to get done at some point.
I'm looking at my notes right now because I just had an interview with Dave Dombrowski and John Lohr. For a piece that I'm going to be writing at some point here about all those efforts. They did not tell me anything about Theo Epstein, by the way, but you know, it's, you know, for me, the whole thing is there's a lot of positive about it. Yeah. Eddie George involved, things like that. I mean, I'm still the biggest question about that whole thing is who's the billionaire, right? Because there's got to be one. But that is – it's really interesting to me that multiple people now have mentioned Theo in this way. I mean, that would be – if it all came together, think about the excitement of, you know, like Dombrowski for one thing, because he would be – you know, he'd probably be president or whatever you want ahead of – and then Theo as the GM. That's there'd be like excitement just for the front office aspect of it. Forget everything else, right?
Well, isn't Theo said to be wanting to get into ownership?
And there's that too. Yeah.
So he may be above Dombrowski.
He could be. He just left $10 million on the table, though, by resigning. Which, what a place to be where you can just choose to voluntarily leave $10 million on the table.
And what is, I guess that's, I mean, he's young. He's made a lot of money. What's his net worth, though? Does he have the kind of net worth to have a big chunk of a team? I don't know. Seems like it would make more sense for him to do the baseball work and acquire the players. But,
the internet tells me his net worth is $25 million.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. Good job, Theo. I mean, I'm not ripping your $25 million. That's not bad at all.
Not sure that's ownership style of money.
But, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of people can have small pieces of a team. But, but ultimately, again, this whole thing, it's – a year from now, or a little more than a year from now, the winter meetings, the expectation is two expansion teams, right?
That's right.
So at that point, Nashville has to be ready, has to have it all in ducks in a row. I mean, the stadium thing over here, we know that's, you know, I've talked to some people about possible other spots, but, you know, the East Bank, I mean, the Titans are not down with that.
No.
So, I mean, they've made that pretty clear. So that's something to work out. And then again, it's like, who is who's money bags, you know? Because that person does not exist right now.
Maybe it's Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton saved the world.
She's doing everything else.
You know, Kyle Tucker tweeted this yesterday, and I agree. Like, what, Dolly Parton ran for president. Wouldn't it be like 95% people vote for her?
Yes.
Just run as a not, like an independent.
Yeah.
Run as an independent.
Have you ever met a single
person? We'd all
vote
for Dolly Parton.
Have you ever met a single person that doesn't like Dolly Parton? Not one. No. I've never met one.
And now look, she gave $1 million to one of the
vaccines.
Yeah, for the Moderna vaccine. Yeah. Is that right? Got that right? She does everything right. Yes, that's a great idea. Dolly Parton owns that baseball team.
We could have a miniature Dollywood in the background. Lazy River. Bring it all.
Gosh, you know what? That's
we
a great idea.
We may have just discovered this.
Maybe. Well, see, I tried to ask both those guys, like, okay, is there someone that you're just not telling us, or are you searching, you know? And there's no answer.
Right.
I'm not getting a direct answer on that. But there's been, you know, rumblings of, well, it's just there is someone, but, okay, maybe that's it. Maybe it's Dolly.
Her net worth is $600 million. A little bit more change in the bank than old Theo Epstein.
I'm surprised Dolly isn't a billionaire.
She keeps giving stuff away to everybody.
Yeah, she's too nice.
She's too nice.
And again, no, again, I'm not ripping Dolly $600 million. Just that I wasn't ripping Theo's $25 million. You're both
only
doing
$600 million.
You're both doing just fine. Okay, you're doing great.
Oh man, Porthwood. If Nashville gets a team, is your loyalty, is it going to be divided from the Reds? I mean, you're the biggest Reds fan I've ever seen.
I'm like the movie Fever Pitch, another movie reference. I'm like the Jimmy Fallon.
He wrote stuff down at the end of the day. He's like, I'm going to make 6 movie references to show these guys I watch movies.
6 of the 10 movies that I've ever seen.
Yes.
I'm like the Jimmy Fallon, or I should say the Ben Reitman of Cincinnati Reds fans.
Yeah. So
I would support them. I would support them, but if the Nashville Stars were playing the Cincinnati Reds, probably leaning Reds there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably.
I respect that.
Like, yeah, that's fine.
If Nashville got an NBA team, would I switch from the Heat? Probably not. Not at first, anyway.
That's the thing, though. Like, over time, it could change. Like,
yeah.
Like what you're saying. At first, you're not going to jump right in.
Right.
But you go to enough games, you like the team.
Yeah, you follow along.
Sure.
Yeah, personalities.
Well, it seems like we have this conversation like every summer about baseball coming to Nashville, and it always seems to be, all right, well, yeah, it's probably going to happen one day, but it's probably 15, 20 years off. This seems like it could be very close.
It doesn't seem like it's a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Well,
with the more big names that they have join their group, you know, with each passing name that joins them, JT, Eddie George, Dombrowski, Alberto Gonzalez, it's like, okay, well, maybe this thing is going to be legit and not, you know, just some failed effort.
I would argue with you on that a little bit. And I'm actually paraphrasing Dave Dombrowski from this interview. Essentially, I don't know that it's a matter of when. I think it's, to them, it's a matter of it better be now. You know what I mean? I mean, this is your window. So here's your window in a year if they're going to add these two teams like they think. And then if you don't, then when would it be, right?
Well, at that point, I guess you're hoping somebody moves.
You're hoping somebody moves,
yeah.
And that's possible. But how are you hitching your wagon to that, right? So, I mean, this is it. That's in their mind. Now, that's also what they're saying, and there's a reason to push that urgency. So you understand that. But it makes sense, too. I mean, this is it. You got two places. What are they going to pick? And I think a lot of these things are lining up well for them. They've done a lot of things right. Where's the billionaire? I mean, that's,
and where's the stadium going to go?
And that too. And I think I've heard some interesting ideas from people in the city about other areas that it could be. Because I mean, I think it sounds great to be over there, right?
Yeah.
But what about over by Topgolf? What about you throw out, you know, other areas like, I mean, what about Antioch?
Yeah. Do they have to be the Nashville Stars?
I mean, they sound pretty hell-bent on it being the Stars.
You don't like that?
No.
No, I think it's great because it's a tribute to the Negro Leagues, and I think there's a great history.
Okay. Well, see, I didn't know that part of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like that they have a branding already with that, you know? So, I mean, at least you won't have like the let's have a contest to name the team, and you know, you get like the Nashville whatever, you know, Nashville Hot Chickens, you know.
What a name. The Nashville Hot Chickens.
The Nashville
Poultry.
Owned
by Dolly Parton. We figured it out here on Robbie and Rex.
Nashville 9 to 5s.
That's right. When we come back, the Titans made a move yesterday on special teams, and it was not quite the move that I was looking for. We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning. And Joe, the Titans, they finally made a move yesterday on special teams. I saw the words Titans release come out on Twitter, and then I saw Ryan Allen, the one released. I thought for a second and a half yesterday that Steven Goskowski was out the door. Not to be. Ryan Allen released from the team's 53-man roster. Trevor Daniels still on the team's practice squad, which gets me thinking, Joe, like this was obviously met yesterday on Twitter with outrage among Titans fans. what kind of practices is Trevor Daniel having with this team to justify keeping him on this roster after that debacle that we saw on Thursday against the Colts?
Dropping bombs, yeah, man. He must be. And they haven't even really practiced. But dropping bombs, I don't know, maybe he's sending some Zoom videos of some amazing backyard bombs that he's dropping between FedEx deliveries, man. I don't know. Yeah, if you said to me there will be a specialist move, okay, check your inbox at 3 p.m., that my first guess would have been Guskowski.
Yes.
My second guess would have been
Trevor Daniel.
Trevor Daniel. I mean, I get, you know, you can keep him on the practice squad. But, yeah, Ryan Allen. I mean, the one guy who has performed well is out. You're out.
Is like, this not?
He had a great day.
Like, what's going on here? Like, I understand that, you know, we're not privy to some information at practice, and maybe Ryan Allen is going out there and he's just not doing what they're asking him to do, and they just don't feel comfortable with him. But the one game sample size that he has so far with the Titans, I thought was pretty good. Like, what are we missing here?
He's a gamer.
Yeah,
man, that's what I say. I say if you got a gamer, go with the gamer. I don't know. I look. There's more information that we don't have. It'd be great if Mike Vrabel shared some of it today. I'm not super optimistic that he'll get specific. I mean, he'll be asked about that move. You know, but it'll be, this is the way we decided to go. It's the direction we decided to go. And the thing is, it's I just, after watching Trevor Daniel, again, it's not his fault that he got the second one blocked. It's
no.
Just that was just part of a terrible night for punt team in general. But with that shank, how do you feel great about him in the next game?
It's one shank,
but you know, the other guy was pretty darn good.
Yeah, and what did he average? 15.5?
50.5 on 8. I mean, he punted a lot.
He did. He got a lot of practice in that game.
Yeah, he punted a lot against the Bears. And, yeah, the hang time wasn't great, so – I mean, I don't even know who returns punts for the Ravens.
I don't either.
Do they have a threat?
I want to say it's Devin Duvernay.
Okay.
Rookie receiver.
Who so far has not, you know, has not been the receiver that they've been hoping for. But, yeah, I get hang time. He had some liners against the Bears, but it was fine. Now, Brett Kern, you know, when Brett Kern comes back, all will be fine
sure.
for the Titans. But
that day cannot come soon enough.
You know, the
MVP.
It's just another, you know, you got both specialists out there Sunday. And, again, it can't be someone else. I mean, it's got to be Trevor Daniel, right?
Right, yeah.
You got both specialists out there under the gun, you know. It's just a lot. Right, like, you could have made – and this is not why you make decisions, but this is a decision that just seemed obvious, but they didn't do it. They're going the other way. So now you got both people. Everybody's looking at them, you know, don't make a mistake. You know, it's all on you. And if they do make a mistake, it's all on Vrabel.
Yeah, and look, I will say this. Like, Trevor Daniel at Tennessee, he's a pretty good punter. And he did a pretty nice job. But just based on what we've seen so far, this move doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And look, I mean, I don't know that Ryan Allen is like this superstar punter or anything. There's a reason that he's been available, and maybe the hang time has been the big issue. I don't know. But it's like the games don't really count in this decision, and that's mystifying to me because that's when the money is made. That's when the plays that mean more than any practice play could ever mean have to be taken into account. And it just seems like in this specific situation – with these guys, that it's not. And that doesn't make any sense to, I think, a lot of Titans fans. And that's why you saw yesterday when Ryan Allen is released. I mean, there were people, I mean, it's pretty universal, people upset about it. And it's hard to get people universally upset about anything on Twitter or universally in agreement about anything.
Although
we know that.
Titans fans can, or at this point, you lose 3 out of 4. You can get a lot more consensus on being unhappy with stuff.
That's true.
But that's true. Yeah, there was an instant. I mean, that's the natural reaction. I mean, we're on the outside here trying to figure out what's going on. But the natural reaction is, wait a minute, the guy who did well in the games out and the guy who had a horrible, granted one play, but horrible and game-changing is good.
And this is yet another situation that if it goes poorly on Sunday and Trevor Daniel you know, cranks out a 16-yard punt straight up in the air and it comes down. I mean, you're just setting yourself up for criticism, and people are going to hammer him if that happens.
Right. Now, again, Vrabel.
And he doesn't care about that.
Vrabel says he doesn't care, and I believe him. He's right. He doesn't. But I guess just take the outside, because there's no question. I mean, again, we're all going to be sitting there every time. It's going to be more interest in Titans punting than it's been. Because, you know, with
Brett, forward to it.
With Brett Kern, you just assume an amazing punt, right? I mean, you marvel at him. And now it's going to be seriously like, oh, everyone stop. They're punting. And then if he shanks one, Twitter goes nuts. Now, think about
how much attention we're going to be paying to the kicking game on Sunday between Gostkowski and Trevor Daniel out there.
And anything else that could blow up because it's just been so bad.
Yeah.
Right. So, again, that doesn't – you know, Vrabel's trying to win games. He believes this is the way to win. Vrabel Robinson. Believe this is the better way to go. They see way more than we see. I kind of asked something to this effect last week, and, you know, there's practice, but sometimes, you know, you have a game situation that doesn't that sort of kind of shed light on a player, right?
Yeah.
Some players go one way, some players go the other way. Some players are better in those situations, some shrink in those situations.
Like Tebow.
I'd be worried. Tebow.
Tebow in practice, not very good. In the game, he was okay.
Gamer.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah, here we are.
It is amazing. Sorry, the Titans Vols, you know,
yeah,
thing here too.
There's a whole lot
practice
of
practice matters.
Garantano
so much.
Replies yesterday on the Titans release of Ryan Allen.
Yeah,
this is the JG of the Titans. What's going on here? All these practice warriors.
Yeah,
people really
practice,
upset.
Practice, you know, coaches. Hey. You practice how you play, they say.
Hey, was your question that you asked Vrabel there, is that the one that got the second guess response?
Yes.
Where he says you're really good at second guessing.
Yes, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
We're talking about practice.
Yes, we are.
So we are very good at second guessing. It is very easy to do. There
so
is
what
no
does
doubt about
this
that.
Mean?
It will be second guessed a lot if there's any, you know, I mean, even if he has like a 38-yarder, but that would be fine.
38 yards?
Yeah. But if there's, like you said, if there's another total shank job that gives the Ravens
Shankopotamus
the short
out
fields,
there,
yeah. What if he completely whiffs?
He almost did.
I know. What if that happens? Twitter will shut down
the game
for
off.
The rest of the game.
I really will. I'll have to turn the game off.
Titans Twitter will break Twitter.
Has that ever happened in the NFL where a guy has just missed?
Oh, yeah.
He
I've
just
seen
swung
that,
and
right?
missed.
Completely missed.
Like it's T-ball.
I feel like it. I feel like I've seen that. Maybe it wasn't the NFL, though. Maybe it wasn't the NFL. Could have been college.
I feel like
I've seen a whiff before. No?
I don't know.
I'll Google that, too.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tyler from Berry Hill text in, I heard there was a chance that Allen comes back on the practice squad today and could still be back for game day if they don't want to go with Daniel.
Yeah. I mean, it's possibly clears waivers, and that could happen. But, I mean,
like why would you make the move at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not following like why it's important to go about it this way.
Right.
I mean, you can keep him on your active roster, right?
And you can still, like, if you didn't feel good about Ryan Allen this week, you could elevate Daniel, right?
Yeah, and I mean, to me, I'm failing to see the benefit of doing it this way.
Me too. So what does this mean?
Unless you're ultimately elevating Daniel to take the active roster spot. And, yeah, you could sign out, but you're going to sign him to the – and then you're going to switch it back? I mean, who knows, man?
What does this mean for Gostkowski? We've gotten through Tuesday, now into Wednesday. He's still on the team. Is it safe to assume he's going to be the kicker on Sunday? Unless maybe there's just a battle. DeVecchio,
yeah,
Gostkowski all week.
If practice matters
punting
that
battle,
much.
Punting battle, kicking battle.
If practice matters that much, it
barely
really
does.
Maybe it's being decided the next few days.
We're talking about practice.
Yes, we are.
And Giorgio Tavecchio has an incredible week of practice.
By the way, on the poll question yesterday, Tavecchio, Gostkowski, last time I checked, which was like an hour ago, 38% each. The gap closed officially.
Wow.
I can assure you that the gap is closing.
I can assure you of that as well. So, Gostkowski, some late momentum among Titans fans.
I'm with them. I'm reluctantly, I agree with them.
I had a dream last night, legit, that Giorgio Tavecchio was on another team, and I was mad.
Wow. Do you know what Giorgio Tavecchio looks like in this dream? Did you see him?
All I know what he looks like is off profootballreference.com.
Okay. It's like, wow, Port's done a lot of film work on Giorgio Tavecchio.
But I just, you know, it was a dream that I had overnight where
you may be around sports a little bit too much. You're having dreams about Giorgio Tavecchio.
It takes
Tavecchio.
Over my life. I've had some weird dreams over the years with sports.
Oh, man.
So he was, do you know what other team he was on?
I think he was with the Raiders.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. That's an interesting dream.
Then you could add him to the list of the three we're keeping up with already that are like 46 of 51 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd go to the Raiders and he'd be the next Janikowski instantly.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a time. Well, we'll see what happens with the Titans punting situation the rest of the week and whether or not Trevor Daniel is indeed the man for the job. When we come back, we've got our poll question of the day here at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. Who would you rather have at quarterback for the next 3 years, Ryan Tannehill or Lamar Jackson? Why? The answer could be very interesting moving forward. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe, we have a suggestion that I think will solve the Titans kicking problems on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tyler texts in, I think the kickers should get out there and play horse from different distances with the whole team watching, and the winner trots out there on Sunday. That's how we're going to solve this kicking competition between Gostkowski and Tavecchio. Just play a game of horse.
So, again, so we're talking kicking horse.
Kicking horse.
Kicking horse.
Yeah, not basketball horse.
Trick kicks. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Or if you're Tavecchio, just line up for like a 42-yard field goal. And save.
See if you can hit a 40-yard.
Do it, Steven. See if you can do this.
So that's sometimes in horse, you know. Yeah, you know, you try all these wacky things, and then you hit the little simple shot and say, just do that. Hit a layup. Hit this little 10-footer. And sometimes that is the key to tricky. Winning horse.
Yeah, a little psychological advantage there.
Yeah.
That you have to throw out there.
That's what I would do. I think I would do that.
I would
Steven, do.
I would literally, the first time, I would 42. Get out there and say, here's a 38-yarder, buddy. Let's see if you can hit it.
And Gostkowski would be like, no, here, 55-yarder. I'm nailing that one. And then Tavecchio's all like, I don't know, because we have no idea what Tavecchio's all like. We'll find out, maybe.
80%, baby. Yeah, over
80%. That's right.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron text in, all I know is we need to win this game this week and get some help from your squad, Robbie. Big game this week. Titans, Ravens, Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts, Alan Lazard back in there for the Packers. That's good news for Titans fans. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's big. They're both big. They're both tough games. It would be brutal for the Titans to, after last week, you know, lose and then watch the Colts win that one. Now, they'd still have the next week to go down there or up there and try to split that. But if they're tied, tied after this weekend, however they're tied, you know, you go up there and beat them and you're back, I think, in charge and still, I think, with a little bit better schedule down the stretch.
By the way, Packers-Colts can be heard on 102.5 The Game Sunday afternoon.
3 p.m. pregame coverage begins. 3:25, the game begins here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yep.
A little doubleheader.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get to our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. Which quarterback would you rather have for the next 3 years, Lamar Jackson or Ryan Tannehill? Now, this is an interesting question because Lamar Jackson, obviously, won the league MVP last year, was sensational, and I think from a skill set perspective, is one of the most unique guys I've ever seen at the quarterback position. His ability with his athleticism to totally change the dynamic of a game. We've seen a handful of guys maybe be able to do what he's able to do when he's at the top of his game. Now, you look at Lamar Jackson this year, not having the same season he did a year ago, completing 64% of his balls, 1,762 yards, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, got over 500 yards rushing so far, so still very effective in that part of his game. But the numbers for their overall offense, not the same. And to that point, I mean, Ryan Tannehill's numbers the last 4 games since Taylor Lewan has gone down, not the same either.
Both missing a left tackle.
Both missing a left tackle. And that's an interesting part of this discussion as well. Right now, 171 votes so far on our poll question at 102.5 The Game. 61% say they would rather have Ryan Tannehill for the next 3 years. 39% with Lamar Jackson. Does that surprise you?
Well, I mean, look, I think obviously we're asking poll questions that largely will be answered by Titans fans. So you expect it to skew in the way of the Titan as long as the Titan is playing well. Now, I know whoever texted in yesterday said Tannehill sucks is probably.
We got a few people that think Tannehill's washed up,
yeah,
no good anymore.
Miami Tannehill, bad Tannehill. I'm sure they're in the 39. It's an interesting poll, and it's an interesting question. I don't think it's an easy question to answer at all, because, like, if I were the Titans right now with what I have, I would pick Tannehill for sure. But I think this is also kind of like you're going to build around either one of them. If you know you have a 3-year window, and of course Tannehill, that's the term of his deal, 3 more years after this, you know, then you could build around Lamar Jackson and try to do some of what the Ravens do, and it could be awfully good. I know it's gone down some this year, but let's not forget how good it was last year. And I agree with you. There really hasn't been anyone quite like him, and there hasn't been a team tried to do what they do with him. I'm trying to think of the combination of huge arm and athleticism. You know, like Michael Vick comes to mind.
Yeah.
But Michael Vick was more a guy who would just escape the pocket, and all of a sudden, 70 yards later, you know, just incredible plays. This is
greatest Madden player of all time, by the way, Michael Vick.
What was his Madden score?
Oh, he was 99 at one point.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
99?
Oh, yeah. When he's on the cover? Oh, yeah. That was the most unstoppable offense in the history of Madden.
I think he played like a 99 on Madden. I don't think his actual overall rating was 99.
I think he was when he was on the cover.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can resolve.
Go to Wikipedia, like you did the SEC alternate channel yesterday.
Yeah, I'll go there.
But yeah, so I mean, it's interesting. It's not easy. I don't think. I think like right at this moment, if I'm the Ravens, then I want the guy who I've built everything around, and the Titans, I want the guy I built everything around. But over a period of a few years, I can definitely make a case for the guy with all the talent Lamar Jackson has and what you can do with that.
Well, I think an interesting part of this discussion, too, that I factor into this is the system. And I just assume, for the sake of argument, that the system that they're in remains the same for the next 3 years.
Well, if that's the case, and that changes, I think that makes it easy.
You think so?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, if I'm bringing Lamar Jackson here, I'm changing the system.
Right.
So...
But I'm just saying, like, if you're running Greg Roman's offense right now, which we heard yesterday from Charles Robinson, maybe some people think they figured it out. And you heard Lamar Jackson talking about getting up to the line of scrimmage and the other teams, like, yelling out their plays. I mean, I think that's been a big problem with them this year. So let's just say, like, personnel-wise, all things are equal. You've got Ronnie Stanley back for the Ravens. You've got Taylor Lewan back for the Titans. I think Arthur Smith's system for Tannehill is better right now than Greg Roman's system for Lamar. Because you heard Charles talk about they figured that system out in San Francisco as well.
The stuff they were doing with Kaepernick.
They were doing with Kaepernick. So how much does that factor in to the discussion? Or are we going just based on their talent?
I don't know. Who came up with this question? You'd set the rules.
It's for anybody's
interpretation.
Yeah.
What I would say to the whole Luan and Ronnie Stanley thing.
Great name, by the way.
It is. Is that Lamar showed signs of regression earlier this season before Ronnie Stanley ever got hurt.
Yeah.
And that he was showing signs that he wasn't the same quarterback as he was last season, where Ryan Tannehill with Taylor Luan, when he was healthy earlier this season, he looked like the same or even a better version than what he was late last season.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I do think that last year was one of those times where schematically a particular system is ahead of the curve, and it takes people some time. The NFL, usually these D coordinators are pretty good at figuring things out, not to the extent necessarily of calling out plays. I mean, I think that's a problem. I know I've heard also the counter to that, which is like you find that across the league. People call out plays. But if it's constantly happening.
If it's like every play, that's an issue.
Yeah. But so I mean, I do think that last year the whole thing with Lamar Jackson was also tied to that, just the fact that a lot of people just didn't know what the heck to do with them. But Charles also made the point, you know, Yanda also, and the way they power ran at people that they aren't able to do now. Yeah. Is part, that's what I thought about them last year, is like, if you watch them, they are just so hard to deal with because they stretch a defense, and then you got Ingram and Gus Edwards just pounding you, you know. It's not all working together. But if we're just talking about the player and say you can do whatever you want with this player, you can change your personnel, change your system, fit it to him. I think it's really close. I think it's really tough. I think I might shade toward Lamar Jackson.
I think it's really close. I really do. And look, the knock on Lamar coming into the league was, can he stand in the pocket and throw in the NFL? I think he's pretty good throwing the ball. I really do. Now, the counter argument to that would be, all right, well, let's look at the Titans game from last year. To a degree, let's look at the Steelers game from this year and the Chiefs game from this year. When they get down and he's got a lead drives coming back and throw the ball, it hadn't gone well for him for the most part. And that is, until proven otherwise, I think that's a legitimate criticism of not only him but that offense in general is, all right, can that offense as constructed, if you get down two touchdowns in a game in the second half, can you fight your way back in the game?
Right.
And to your point, Joe, I think they did that more than people realize against Pittsburgh. They found a way to get back in that game, even though Lamar threw a pick six, and they were down early in that game, and they battled their way back, didn't get it done in the end. But I think until Lamar and that offense answers that question, there's always going to be people kind of hesitant about the Ravens and what they are until he proves otherwise. And
yeah,
the playoffs have been a big part of that too.
Right. But do you, you know, it's funny because if you just purely went box score last year, Lamar 365 yeah. yards in that game, Tannehill 88 yeah. yards. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
But that's how the game went. I did think late in the first half in particular, if you remember, they had that drive. He made a few passes in that drive that were just big time. Now, I think the big thing with Lamar is definitely the short and intermediate consistent accuracy, which
yeah.
I think gets a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, it's why a guy like Cousins, who has a fraction of the talent, a lot of guys, but those short intermediate throws, bing, 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 on time there. And that's where he still is, I think, too erratic. But yeah, as far as like arm talent, he's terrific. You know, and so that's another thing where it's like, you feel like a lot of coaches feel like, we can refine that and hone that and he can get better and better. It doesn't look like it this year. I just don't know if he's really regressed as a player. I think the whole thing isn't working as well.
Let's get your reaction. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Who would you rather have at quarterback for the next 3 years, Lamar Jackson or Ryan Tannehill? Be sure to let us know. Already got some interesting responses that we'll get to on the other side. That's coming up next. But first, hope, health, and connection during these unsteady times. It's never been more vital for all of us to have these in our lives, but it's even more so for our children and teens. So please join STARS for an important virtual campaign. Cherish the hope, health, and connection of our young people. This six-week campaign will launch on Monday, October 19th, and run until Tuesday, December 1st, which is Giving Tuesday. Please follow the campaign and celebrate all the incredible ways STARS provides hope, health, and connection within our community. All proceeds raised will go directly to their school-based prevention and mental health counseling services, as well as their intensive outpatient adolescent treatment program. To learn more, please go to starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning, asking the question, which quarterback would you rather have for the next 3 years, Lamar Jackson or Ryan Tannehill? Let's go back to our poll question at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. So far, 59% say Ryan Tannehill, 41% Lamar Jackson, over 220 votes in so far. So Tannehill had a big early lead, the gap closing a little bit. Lamar Jackson to Ryan Tannehill.
It's a good question. It's not easy.
Let's go back to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I'm going with Tannehill, but I think Arthur Smith needs to throw in a couple of runs for Tannehill. Get the defense having to think about him running.
No.
What do you make of that?
I say no. You know why? Because Tannehill has never heard of – apparently Tannehill never played baseball.
Never played baseball, apparently.
Or he was a Pete Rose headfirst slider. I don't know. I'm not doing that.
He can't get down. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen him slide, ever. I'm sure it's probably happened, but I don't recall the time where I've ever been like, oh, look at there. Tannehill slid.
I mean, Mariota was really good at that.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Probably got hurt sliding.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, he may have. Yeah,
broken phalange sliding.
I mean, I get the idea. It's appealing because he is athletic enough to do a little bit of that. But he's absolutely.
You talk about a guy you can't afford to lose. Yeah,
I wouldn't mess around too much.
No disrespect to Logan Woodside, but can't afford to lose Tannehill.
Joe, you mentioned last segment how you don't think Lamar is regressing, and maybe I used the wrong terminology with that. Maybe
I don't know.
It just. The offense clearly doesn't look the same
yep.
right now for the Ravens than it did last season. We saw this a little bit back in the mid-2000s with Vince Young, where in his 06 rookie season, he was fresh and new to the NFL.
Yeah.
He was making plays.
He was great.
He was incredible down the stretch in that second half of the season. And then in 07, he was a very similar quarterback to the one that we saw in 06, but defenses clearly figured him out. And
yeah.
figured out the Titans' offense, and he struggled with that. Now,
I will say Lamar throws the ball a lot better than Vince Young does.
So much better. And I'm not saying that's an apples-to-apples comparison, but we do see this from time to time where the instant success of a quarterback doesn't last because defenses do figure them out.
Yeah, but the question is, and I think I go back to Charles Robbins yesterday, people say, figured him out. Is it him they figured out, or is it what they're doing they figured out?
Yeah, it could be both.
Yeah, I think it could be. I think you guys know better than me. My understanding of Vince Young is he didn't do what you had to do to keep progressing, right?
Oh, I think that's a big part of it, yeah.
So, and again, I don't know on a daily basis what's going on with Lamar Jackson, but I've not heard anything like that. Yeah. I mean, I can't sit here and say I've watched every throw and say, oh, no, he is actually better, and it's just the stuff around him. But I also think the impulse is, this guy's – it's how it is. If you're the quarterback, then you're regressing. Like Tannehill right now. Tannehill's regressing, I guess, this season, right? I bet you like 4 weeks ago we asked this question. I bet you it's a little different poll result,
yeah,
right?
Ryan Tannehill, 90%.
Like I do think Tannehill's not playing as well, but I think that there's a lot of reasons around him for that
yeah.
that are more than just he just started not playing as well. But that's what we do. We blame and credit the coach and the quarterback.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. CD text in, if you can build your whole offense around him, I think I'd have to go Lamar as much as it pains me to say. But if we're running the Titans offense or any other offense that isn't the Ravens, I'm going Tannehill all day. So that goes back to the, all right, are we going just player? Are we going system? How much do you factor in both?
Yeah.
And just player, CD's going with Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I agree with that. Now, let's take Lamar Jackson and put him in this offense right now. First of all, there's just some obvious things that you do differently. It's just like the Patriots. People are like, well, what are they going to do? You know, they've got this system. It's like, well, Josh McDaniels is going to have a bunch of QB run stuff that he never uses Brady. I mean, you rep the QB run stuff, you add it to your offense, it's pretty simple. Like if Lamar Jackson came here, all of a sudden you would have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry read option stuff, and it would be lethal as hell. would you have to overhaul the entire offense to suit him? You know, I mean, I guess that's kind of the question.
Yeah.
There's certainly some things that Tannehill does that I don't think Lamar Jackson would be nearly as good at, but I also think you could do some quick things and all of a sudden take advantage of what he does. You have to, if he's your quarterback, you are using him as a runner. Because he has demonstrated, not only is he great at it, but he's durable.
And he's pretty good at not taking, you know, massive hits in a game, too.
Exactly.
Which is that's a very crucial part of what Lamar Jackson does. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron text in, all right, let me ask you this. So for the next 4 years, can I get the Lamar and Tannehill of 2019? If so, I'll take Lamar. Can you just imagine the read option and trick plays we could do with those two back there? Talking about Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like if we're talking like with personnel, you think about Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and you know, even throwing to Janu, throwing to A.J. Brown, There's a lot to like about what that could look like. It would have to look different, but like if you're a Ravens fan right now, well, I still think most of the league. Like if this was in Baltimore, what would the poll be? Even though Lamar Jackson's not playing as well, they're not doing as well. Would anyone be like Tannehill? I gotta have Tannehill.
Probably not with Tannehill. No,
I'd say it's probably 80-20 in favor of Lamar. Yeah, if this poll was in Baltimore,
I would say the same. Yeah,
but I think also what you're dealing with in Baltimore is.
Like
last
everywhere.
Time I saw Tannehill, he threw for 88 yards in a playoff game.
That's true. Like, he did hit that shot to Khalif Raymond.
Great throw.
And a TD to Jonnu Smith.
Yeah. Great catch.
But Derrick Henry took away another TD pass from him. So,
by the way.
Took away a TD reception for Marcus,
that's
too.
That's right.
Robbie, you said last segment that Michael Vick was a 99
mm-hmm.
in this discussion. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick was never a 99.
What was he?
In Madden. NFL.com says he never received a 99 overall rating. Mm. It doesn't say what his rating was.
Probably 98.
But do they list him.
98.9, is that possible? Yeah,
they do list Mike Vick as the number one Madden player of all time.
I wasn't kidding. I told you.
Even without receiving a 99 overall.
He's unstoppable. I don't even think Lamar right now is that unstoppable on Madden. Madden's a little different now, too.
Michael Vick had that stretch, you know, with the Falcons where he, like, you know, like that TD to beat the Vikings,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the game. That was, you know, he was doing some ridiculous stuff.
He was.
Could you imagine what he could have done with a legit receiving core? I mean, Peerless Price was his number one receiver.
Like if Michael Vick had Julio Jones?
Yes.
Yeah. Been pretty interesting.
And again, even like Michael Vick, what about like Michael Vick in this Ravens offense? You know, I don't know that you want to. Subject him to that because again durability is such a huge deal. That's where Lamar is different than a lot of people because I don't know if you'd want to have Michael Vick in that much design run stuff, but boy, if he could hold up, he was his arm talent also just totally off the charts.
He used to like break his receiver's fingers. He would throw the ball so hard. Some of the pictures. Ugh. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says Lamar Jackson is the Russell Westbrook of the NFL, which I guess means very, very talented, very, very good, but you can't win with it. That's how I read that.
Yeah, I mean, they only went 14-2, and he won the MVP last year. So,
right, but playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, Russell Westbrook, every time I get to playoffs.
He's played two games.
I know.
He's been in two playoff
games.
I'm with you. I mean, look, it's one of those things where sooner than later it'd be good for him to win one so people can shut up about it, but it's two games.
You know, the knock on Peyton was he couldn't win the playoffs one time.
Yeah. Right. I mean, until you do it.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing. Like when you compare, like, you know, basketball to everybody makes the playoffs in basketball and you get 7-game series, you know? You get all kinds of opportunities to demonstrate what you actually are. In the NFL, it's here you go. You got one game.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in, says Madden gives Vrabel a C+ staff rating. So I have opened up a can of worms talking about Madden. We're going to talk about it more on the show today, too, by the way.
Good Lord.
Interesting news yesterday in the NFL. This is right up your alley, isn't it, Joe?
I'm so excited.
Big Madden player?
Hey, if I have to start talking about Super Tecmo Bowl, I will.
Wow. Maybe we'll get to that at some point.
I can tell you all the best players, Super Tecmo Bowl.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says Michael Vick's highest overall Madden rating was 95.
Okay.
95.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, I thought it'd be like 96, 97, 98. Maybe still 99. But apparently not. 95. 95 is still pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good.
So you're going slight edge to Lamar in this discussion.
Yeah, I think.
I would give the very slight, and I mean really slight, to Ryan Tannehill. Porth, which way are you going?
I would probably say very slight to Ryan Tannehill because I truly do think that the Ravens offense peaked last year. I don't think we'll ever see it be as good as it was last season. Which means I don't think we're ever going to see Lamar Jackson be as good as he was last season.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you may be right. I mean, if there was a chance he could be as good as last season, this is easy, right? This is an easy answer, isn't it?
I mean, the way Tannehill played down the stretch last season,
yeah.
I don't know if it's that easy.
But my gosh. I mean, if you had last year, if you could sign up for that. I know they lost to the Titans in the playoffs, but I think I would do that. So
pretty good offense.
The question is, can they adjust? Like Charles said yesterday, can Roman adjust? And then can Lamar keep growing? I mean, that's how old is he? Is he 24?
Yeah.
You know, I think he can probably get better. But, it's a great question.
And we will continue to update you on this question all show long at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. Right now, Ryan Tannehill with an early lead in the poll question, 59% to 41% over Lamar Jackson. So we'll continue to keep you updated on that. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Tennessee Vols football program. How in the world has this season and this program devolved to this point? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rexrode, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.